dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Sing went the strings of my heart.
That's vocalist Maud Hixon and accompanist Rick Carlson. The two are putting finishing touches on a show called What Judy Means to Jazz, focused on the songs of Judy Garland. It'll be at the Bloomington Arts Center November 4th, 5th, and 6th. Maud, you've had Judy Garland in mind since your teenage years.
Initially, I was very taken with the fact that she was such an accomplished singer as a teenager. And I was a teenager when I discovered her. And it got my attention.
One of Judy's early recordings was Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. And you were impressed that she was a teenager. But at some point, the musical quality of it really grabbed you.
Absolutely. I went and found her records and started listening to everything she had done, obviously throughout her life. And it was of such high quality. And her voice was very different from any other singer I'd ever heard. And she had incredible time and a great sense of swing.
Zing Went the Strings of My Heart was actually a demo that Judy made as a young teenager. Well, Judy's era was the era of the fantasy love song, but she was sometimes able to rise above that.
One of the best writing teams at the time was Rodgers and Hart, and they took a different perspective on this. And one of my favorite songs that she sang with Mickey Rooney in one of her musical films at MGM was called I Wish I Were in Love Again, and it's a masochistic love song. It's very much the opposite of what you would expect.
You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again.
What Judy Means to Jazz, a retrospective on the songs of Judy Garland at the Bloomington Center for the Arts, November 4th through 6th, with Friday and Saturday shows at 7 and the Sunday show at 1 p.m. Maud, somewhere along the line, you'll sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, the song most strongly identified with Judy Garland. But to you, what's the true gem of the Garland repertoire?
I personally favor the song The Boy Next Door, and it's from Meet Me in St. Louis, which was one of her very best MGM films. And the song was written for her by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. And it's one of those perfect compositions that other songwriters really envied. And a lot of people went on record saying that.
How can I ignore the boy next door? I love him more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and he never sees me glance his way.
The Boy Next Door, according to the singer Maud Hixon, an underappreciated Judy Garland classic. Maud and pianist Rick Carlson present a program of big Judy Garland hits along with her little gems, November 4th through 6th at the Bloomington Arts Center, Friday and Saturday shows at 7 and the Sunday show at 1 p.m. Information at maudhixon.com. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.